busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Good call with the song, Mr. Conrad, spinning the tunes back behind the glass. That's a nod to Chris Alfheim, who's fighting the good fight out there, running for state senate. So if you see her on the campaign trail, give her a big hug. Because we do adore her and we think about her often. So, what a show we had! Wisconsin campaign manager for Harris for President Garen Randolph and former Congressman Joe Walsh. Well, I hope you enjoyed both of those discussions. That was a real treat, and I think to kind of harken back a little bit. I was planning what I was going to say in my Todd the God, our other producer, says Mark's Musing segment, which maybe that's what we'll call it. I don't know. But the theme of the show today was kind of getting out and reaching, you know, beyond the party. And I have some conversations with my brother, dear friend of the show, John Becker. And, you know, he kind of sometimes gets on me a little bit for trying to, and I don't know what word to use other than like evangelize, right? I try to reach people and evangelize and tell the good word. I grew up Catholic, so whatever. Try to get people to, you know, understand and just reach them and touch them and try to, you know, have them open to a different way of thinking. Because as we said with Joe Walsh, there are conservative arguments for the things that the Democrats are fighting for. There are conservative arguments for pillars that are in Kamala Harris's platform. And so we have to reach out to different people other than the people that we talk to inside our circle. And so it's so cool to see what the Harris campaign is doing, reaching to people, you know, like myself, I guess, or you. But I think one of the overarching themes, too, is we touched on that with Garen Randolph, is the word weird. And I want to talk about that a little bit, or maybe a lot, I don't know. But it's, you know, J.D. Vance is seemingly like embracing this moniker. You know, it's weird. He's making jokes about it, all that. But it's not funny. Like, it's not funny to do what they're doing. It's not funny. And as Garen Randolph said, what they're doing is they are just mirroring the leader of their party. And like they're taking a brush and they're trying to paint their opponents with it. But the problem is the paint that they're using is splattered all over their own chest. And so they're trying to make their opponents exactly what they are. And from everything from continually mispronouncing Vice President Harris's name, you know damn well how to pronounce her name. You're not stupid. Well, maybe sans like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert, those that like they're not dumb people. They are smart. They're doing these things with intent. They're doing these things with purpose. And it's not funny when people out there are making this movement their identity. I go pick up my kids from school every day, and there's two big old trucks that drive up with Let's Go Brandon on the back of their window. Like, that's not funny. I mean, it is kind of funny now because it's like, you know, good old boy Brandon's not the nominee, so yeah, you're super cool. But the problem is when that movement is so centered around hate and divisiveness and these little jabs just meant to bully and insult. When hate becomes who you are, it like really, really awful things happen. And I hate to sound doom and gloom and all of that, but that's where we are. And you have one side who, yes, they have Project 2025, which is disgusting. I really hope we get that thing with Mark Pocan on here because that would be, we need to talk about that. But when you boil everything down to the lowest common denominator, because that's what I try to do about every issue. I try to take myself and my biases and everything that I believe, I try to take it out. And what we're left with in this election is truly a choice between goodness and decency and positivity and not. We have on one side someone who is convicted of 37 felonies, is on trial for dozens more, and and that same person tried to overturn the will of the American people. He tried to overthrow democracy. And on the other side, we have someone who didn't do that. So, like, no matter what my political opinions are, you know, people say, oh, are you better off 4 years ago than you were today? But, like, it doesn't, to a point, that doesn't matter to me as much as the fact that we have a guy who is a felon who tried to overthrow our government, running to rule the government. And on the other side, we have someone who didn't do that. And so I, like, Joe Walsh said he thinks that the party will realign itself after this is all done. God willing, he loses. I'm nervous that they're not going to realign. They're just going to rebrand. And it's up to you to make sure that it doesn't happen. Contact those 50 offices that are in Wisconsin. Get on the phone, knock on some doors. Get out there and join that fight. Thank you all. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. I'm Mark Becker from the Rational Revolution. We'll see you next week. Avenue.